Okay, Joash, we're going to miss you guys. You are awesome. You are awesome. Good. Today, we are beginning a new series, which I am so excited about. I have been thinking and postulating and ruminating about this series since about March or April. And I've really felt absolutely certain that God's got something he wants to speak to us together and something substantial. So we're going to be looking at the book of Exodus, and we're going to be looking at the story of Exodus, and we're going to be looking at it between now and, gosh, can you think of this, almost up until we start having Advent services. So in actual fact, that's only about 10 weeks away. And the reason I'm really excited about this series is because I believe that God's got a number of things that he wants to say to us. So as we revisit this amazing part of the history of God's people, we're going to be looking at the stories that happened, how it impacted the people and who was involved in different parts. What did it feel like in the moment to be part of this merry crew that started off as a bunch of enslaved people working under great duress, building storehouses and working in the fields for the Egyptians, to then suddenly meet a God who calls them out, makes them walk through the sea, and then live in the desert for the next 40 years. So what does it feel like to be one of those people, and how is this in any way relevant to us today? And so what I feel particularly, when we looked at the series of Exodus, I feel there's three particular things which God wants to speak to us about over the next 10 to 12 weeks. And it's worth, before we even start looking at today's message, to say, well, what's the big picture here? Where are we going? What are we expecting God to say to us? And the first